Hello, I hope your new week is off to a good start on this Monday. I'm Bernie Miklas. You've reached the Bernie Miklas Show. I'll be back later to do something on the Cardinals. But here on my YouTube channel, I want to start today by getting to, I didn't get to it yesterday, figured today was a good day, getting to the Blues acquisition of defenseman Cam Fowler from Anaheim. That trade made in time for Fowler to get to Dallas for Saturday night's game. And of course, Fowler was back in the lineup for last night's win, Sunday night's win over the Rangers. But before that, in case you're wondering about the hat, I'll be shorter this time. That's the Rochester Red Wings. And the reason why the Rochester Red Wings have appeal for me, because for all of the years I grew up in Maryland and was an Orioles fan, whenever the Orioles were doing something, they're bringing somebody up, you know, they're adding a prospect, they're promoting him to the major leagues, and always from the Rochester Red Wings, which was the AAA franchise. I can't even tell you the number of great players who spent time in the Orioles system on the way up to Baltimore, the last stop being Rochester in the AAA International League. This particular cap was what Rochester wore in 1981, and that was the time, that was the season where Cal Ripken Jr., played 114 games for the Red Wings before getting promoted to the majors late in the season. So this was the cap that Cal Ripken and those fellows would have worn in 1981. That team included some future major league players, including one of my favorites and one of your favorites, Floyd Rayford. You remember him, right? He kind of went back and forth between Baltimore and St. Louis for a while. I got to know him when he was playing for the Orioles when I was a young sports writer there. Anyway, Mike Boddicker, John Shelby, so on and so forth. But anyway, this is a Cal, you could just say it's a Cal Ripken 1981 Rochester Red Wings caps. All right, that's enough, right? You heard enough about that. But I promise you I'd give you the history of each cap that I have. And many of you have asked for that, so I appreciate your curiosity. You're kind of helping me have fun in adding hats to the collection because, everyone's got a different story. All right, on Saturday, as we mentioned, the Blues sent a second-round draft pick and a defense prospect to Anaheim for 15-year veteran defenseman Cam Fowler. The deal also included the Blues receiving a fourth-round draft choice and $2.5 million from the Ducks to defray the cost of Fowler's cap hit. Instead of being responsible for the full $6.5 million owed to him this year, the Blues have a cap hit, reasonable if you ask me, of $4 million for Fowler. According to multiple salary tracking sites, the Blues will have a $4 million cap hit on Fowler next season, which is the final season of a long-term deal that he signed, obviously, originally with Anaheim. So financially, the way I look at it, let's start with the finances. Fowler's contract represents limited liability, and that's a really important thing to understand here. The Blues can handle his cap hit without significant stress, crowding the cap too much where they might not be able to make a move later on, things like that. They aren't getting stuck with a long-term contract that the type of contract that can drain you and just kind of really put you in a very uncomfortable fit in terms of your salary cap. Because Fowler's deal, it's not a long-term deal, at least not with the Blues. It expires after the 25-26 season. So, this is not a big deal, you know, in terms of, oh my gosh, Doug Armstrong did it again. I saw a lot of this online the last couple of days. And I'm just surprised to see so much intense debate. And there was like angry debate going on out there among Blues fans over the wisdom of this deal. And the critics all keep bringing up, well, here he goes again. You know, he gave all the, you know, he's giving away all those giving up these defensemen, these really bad contracts that have kind of bogged the Blues down. They're stuck with all these old defensemen. They're paying them too much, yada, 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 yada. You know, what does Cam Fowler have to do with it? With that? Well, how exactly does he fit in? Does he have a lot of miles on the tire? Yeah. Can he still play? I think he can. Did the Blues need him? Absolutely. Is this a long-term deal that can pull the Blues down and become, well, as I mentioned earlier, a liability? I don't think so. I don't think so. He's going to have 50 more games this year to suit up with the Blues, if health permitted, be 50 is the max, and then 82 regular season games next season. This isn't something that goes on for years and years and years. My goodness, learn how to differentiate, okay? Anyway, it's a short-term investment. This isn't anything close to what Armstrong did with Colton Parayko, Justin Faulk, Torrey Krug, Nick Leddy. Parayko got an 8-year deal for $52 million. Faulk's contract was 7 years, $45.5 million. Krug was recruited as a free agent at a cost of 7 years, $45.5 million. Nick Leddy got a 4-year deal, averaging, I think, 4 years, $4 million per year, 4 years, $16 million. But again, the difference between Leddy and Fowler, you know, Leddy was given a 4-year deal at a time where he probably was, well, he was starting to enter the downside, or he was going to very shortly. This isn't the case. Fowler may get on the quote downside, but again, you only will have him under contract for a little more than a season and a half. It's just not something that's going to choke the life out of the salary cap. So people just need to calm down and understand this for what it is, right? This contract isn't going to be wrapped around the Blues' neck, weighing them down for a long time. This is a short-term risk. It ain't a life sentence, okay? And the Blues needed reinforcement on defense. Leddy's played only 4 games this season because of injury. He hasn't suited up in 2 months. Parayko, Faulk, Ryan Suter, and Philip Roberg have been carrying a heavy load of minutes, especially the first 3 guys I mentioned there. And the Blues need to start spreading these minutes around their demon, because if not, you're going to wear some people out. It's a long season, as we all know. It's a tough season. Fowler has logged plenty of ice time in his career, and he's a really durable guy, and that's what the Blues need right now. There is value in minutes. Please understand there is value in minutes. Only 12 NHL defensemen have played more bulk minutes than Fowler since the start of the 2013-14 season. He's a left-shot defenseman. He's always been viewed as a smooth skater who moves well, moves the puck well, and he's 19th in assists among NHL defensemen since the start of 2013. Among league defensemen that have played in at least 700 games over the last 11 seasons, Fowler is tied for 19th in average points per game. So he's a guy that is solid enough defensively, but gives you a little burst on offense. And the Blues need help on their power play. It's been bad, even under new coach Jim Montgomery. And based on his past history, perhaps Fowler can make a difference, a positive difference there. There are, like I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of miles on his tires, but he's actually stood up pretty well. He hasn't fallen apart. Yeah, there have been signs of decline, but you got to also understand the team he's been playing for. And we'll get into that here just in a minute. But 2 seasons ago, his average of 1.2 points per game was the best of his career. Last season, Fowler averaged a point per game for a bad team, and that was tied for the 4th best rate in a season during his career. So he's still got some stuff left in the tank. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Fowler needed more than anything, you've asked me, and I don't, you know, what do I know, right? He needed a fresh start. The Anaheim Ducks have been a terrible, terrible hockey team for a long time, and the constant losing is going to take a toll on a proud veteran who was there during better times, and now it's like loss after loss after loss after loss. Now, the people that hate this trade, because, of course, some people have to hate, well, you know, everything. But the people, the haters and the whiners about this trade, and they, you know, you can whine all you want. I think this is a short-term thing that will work out just fine. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. But check this out. And I was going to say is like, well, the people who don't like this trade are going to, they're going to like hold Fowler responsible for all that losing in Anaheim. I saw some of that online too. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Are you unaware it's a team sport? There's like a front office that puts a roster together, right? It's up to them to put a good team together. Every individual player can only do so much based on their talent ability. I mean, look at Bedard in Chicago, right? Oh, he was savior. He's the new Gretzky. They can't win. Even though the kid, the first overall pick a few years ago, is outstanding. They can't win. They're terrible. You know why? They don't put a team around them. So, you know, I don't know why people would expect, you know, well, Cam Feller, you know, look at how bad they've done with him. My goodness. Please. Please. Thank you. Since the start of the 2018-19 season, Fowler has played in more losing games than any player in the NHL. Again, oh, see? That's exactly why they shouldn't have got him, Bernie. We're trying to win here. Again, not an individual sport, all right? Team sport. I'm being a jerk now. I'll stop it. He's coming to St. Louis after all this losing, and that's why he was motivated to come here. That's why, you know, he could have vetoed the trade but did not. He likes what's going on in St. Louis, and good on him for recognizing that. So he comes to St. Louis at a really good time for him and for the team because he's joining a Blues team that's 6-2-2 since Jim Montgomery became the coach back on November the 25th. With Monty behind the bench, the Blues have really clamped down defensively, and this has not been talked about enough. We all, including me, get hung up on, you know, scoring goals, you know, and they have scored more goals under Monty, but it's always about scoring goals, scoring goals, scoring goals. I really honestly believe, and if I'm off base on this, I'll apologize in advance. But a lot of the dialogue I see, including a lot of the stuff that's reported, written, and I'm not really talking about the beat writers like J.R., Louis Korak, and Matthew DeFrank, really not, but just some of the outside analysis out there. They don't talk about how bad the Blues were this season under Drew Bannister in terms of giving up a ton of goals, all the time giving up goals. But they've really clamped down defensively since Monty took over. They're ranking fifth in the NHL over the last 10 games, all his games that he's coached. They're ranking fifth with an average yield of only 2.37 goals per 60 minutes. Now, Fowler should make that group stronger. He's going to be adding depth. He's going to be adding experience. He's going to be adding hockey savvy, hockey sense, whatever you want to call it, to make this group more well-rounded because the Blues have just been wearing their top four guys out, and you just can't continue to do that. You need to spread these minutes around, as I alluded to earlier. But with Fowler in place, you've got a good thing going on since the coaching change, suppressing goals. But now you can be even stronger and have more reinforcement there. And, you know, Binnington and Hofer, the goaltenders, have been exceptional since the change because Jim Montgomery's gotten everything organized and the Blues are doing a much better job of taking care of business in their own end. Since the coaching change, Binnington and Hofer have combined for the third best save percentage in the NHL since November the 25th. On a side note, I wish Scott Perunovich would get more of an opportunity to play. He wasn't very good last night. He played against the Rangers. Blues won 3-2. But the fact that he's gotten hurt a lot, but even when he's healthy, he hasn't been used all that much, never gotten a full opportunity. Part of it is because he hasn't been available because of the injuries. Part of it because the Blues wanted him, but they don't just seem to really – how do I say this? They're not really enthusiastic about him. And I would say, what else is new, right? For some reason, the Blues, going back a while, have had a blind spot with defensemen who move the puck really well, have a lot of skill, but aren't rock'em sock'em types. You know what I'm saying? The Blues never understood, for example, what they had in Vince Dunn, and they certainly never understood what they had in Jake Walman. And now it's basically happening again with Perunovic. So that's one regret I have about the way defensemen have been deployed this season and certainly in past seasons. But even with Fowler on board, there's still ice time available for someone like Perunovic. The bottom line is the Blues are much improved at the task at keeping the puck out of their own net since Monty became their coach. So in my opinion, I know many will agree because I see the fighting on online about this. In landing Fowler, Armstrong made a wise move to reinforce an existing strength. And see, I think that's important because we think about you got to reinforce this. You're weak in this area. You got to reinforce that. You're soft in that area. You're vulnerable. There are problems there. Well, of course, you need to take care of those areas that are in bad shape. That goes without saying. You don't need to add anything to that, right? But what we always got to remember, it's also when you have an opportunity, you have a team strength or something's going really well, you have an opportunity to make it stronger, make it stronger. It's a long season, man. Attrition, injuries, slumps, very, very tough patches of schedule. You got a strength, maintain that strength. It's really important to do that. And I think that this is one of the main motivating points for Army making this deal. Goal suppression, once again, was a huge problem for the Blues before Armstrong made the coaching change. And we can talk a lot about scoring goals, as I mentioned, but more than anything, the Blues had to stop the bleeding defensively. They had to cut down on goals allowed. This team was 25th in the league in goals against per 60 minutes in 22 games with Bannister as the coach. And as I mentioned earlier, the Blues are number 5 in the league at preventing goals since Montgomery was brought in here to clean everything up, get the team more organized, and get the right players on the ice. And he's done that by and large for the most part. Now, listen, Fowler has only played 2 games for the Blues so far, but as we say, so far, so good. We'll need to see a lot more, but we really like this pairing, the first 2 games, what we've seen of Fowler teaming with Colton Parayko. In Fowler's first 2 games, he was aligned with Parayko for 23 minutes and 34 seconds at even strength. He also played with Justin Faulk, but small sample, but the Fowler-Justin Faulk combination, small sample, not good at all, okay? But Parayko and Fowler, at least for 2 games, looked really good together. When they were out there as a pairing at 5-on-5, the Blues had, in the first 2 games, 5-on-5, the Blues, when they were out there, the Blues had a 71.4% share of the scoring chances, and they did not allow a single high-danger shot on net. The Blues expected goal share based on the metrics, quality of shots, quantity of shots, location of shots, all that stuff. The Blues expected goal share based on the metrics at 5-on-5 was just under 75% with Parayko and Fowler teamed together. Again, small sample. But you have to, the early look at this, you have to like what you saw with Parayko and Fowler working together. Hey, listen, pardon my me using, it's not a pun, but pardon me using some schlocky, me trying to be clever here, okay? Give a dude a break, all right? Dexter Fowler didn't work out so well for the Cardinals, but I have a much better feeling about Cam Fowler doing just fine for the Blues. And once again, my dear friends, Army didn't bring him in here and give him a 6-year contract, all right? He's got about a year and a half to go at a reasonable price. And he's got a nice history in the NHL. He knows what he's doing. He's a respected player. Don't blame all that losing on him. Yeah, he was part of it. But Connor Bedard's part of it in Chicago with the Blackhawks too. So I guess that's his fault. And I'm not saying Fowler's Connor Bedard. I'll shut up now before I talk my way into more trouble. Thank you for watching The Bernie Show. Greatly appreciate it. I'm going to be back a little later with something on the Cardinals. And if you haven't watched us before, don't forget weekdays at noon, St. Louis time. I'm part of the Gas House Gang at KMOX. We have about a 45-minute show every noon from noon to 12:40 or 12:45, Monday through Friday. On Mondays, it's a show with all 4 of us together, Tom Ackerman, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, myself. And then the rest of the week, we take turns. It's 2 of us on each of the shows. So anyway, I just wanted to promote that because it's really good. It's another really another good entry into the market in terms of sports talk, well-informed sports talk. And we express a lot of strong opinions on there too. All right, I'll sign off now. Thank you very, very much for watching The Bernie Show.